Welcome to Lime Lips Behind the Green podcast, where we get the inside scoop on all things sustainability and talk to people prioritizing and building a greener tomorrow. I'm your host, Rebecca Smith, and today I'm joined by Ali Eladrisi, CEO and co-founder at UpChoose. UpChoose is a mission-driven company that activates consumers' role in building a sustainable future. It creates products and services that radically simplify consumption while helping people transition to a more sustainable lifestyle starting from the ground up. In other words, UpChoose is a subscription-based retailer for upcycled clothing for babies, toddlers, and youth as they mature. Prior to launching UpChoose, Ali was a founding member and VP of JP Morgan Sustainable Investments, where he helped develop investment structures like the Global Health Investment Fund, the Dementia Discovery Fund, and NatureVest. Ali is also an advisor to the UK government on sustainability. Today, we'll get into how reusables from upcycled clothing, reusable packaging, and more can streamline and simplify the returns process. Returns are inevitable for any consumer-facing business, and they can at times be a nightmare without the right tools in place. However, they don't have to be. Ali has years of experience in what tactics are needed to simplify returns while keeping sustainability and circularity at the forefront of his overall business mission. Let's dive right in. Well, thank you, Ali, for joining us today. I would love if you could give a quick intro of yourself for everybody else listening in.
Sure. So my name is Ali. I'm the founder of UpChoose, which, as you know, is a company that tries to accelerate, I would say, the transition to more sustainable and less wasteful ways to consume and use everyday items, starting with birth as a first moment. So we're helping parents with things like using and reusing baby clothing and children clothing.
Awesome. Perfect. Let's start really quickly, because we're going to talk a lot about returns and reverse logistics today. So yes. Can you start with a brief overview of the returns process? And like, what are the components really that retailers and brands need to be thinking about?
So first things first, in our case, the reason why we are starting with birth and with this circular baby clothing service is that there's a natural, you know, cycle happening, right? Like baby outgrow a size, needs the next size, don't need the previous size anymore. So we start with that and we plug ourselves into that existing, you know, cycle. So whenever we send what we call a swap, right? Like next size and our member would send back the previous size. That's a natural, you know, thing to happen. So every day we receive sets back, right? Like every week we ship, if we're only talking about like swaps, you know, members sizing up, going from one size to the next. So every day and every week we ship our packages and then we receive some back, you know, the return of the previous size from someone that we shipped their next size like a few days ago. So we have that natural cycle of people receiving the next size, sending back the previous size. We receive them every day by now. And so yes, that returns happen. We inspect the sets and then we have a whole process to enable that set to be, you know, to go again, you know, for the next family. So it's always coming back and, you know, hopefully most of it is able to go to the next family as well. So it's a, I would say the one thing to answer your question to look for is it a, I don't know what the term would be, like artificial or forced return, right? Or are you into a natural cycle where it's natural, you know, for some reason to have to return something to you? I would start right there.
Yeah. And especially because UpChoose, because your whole model is closed loop, right? Meaning the subscription-based service. That means that people know that they are going to take their products and after a while they will ship them back to you. And so yes, for you, right, as the brand, that makes it a lot easier. And so for some of, what about for brands that are not in this closed loop, they're more in the one way. Like what are, like if we were to think of a checklist, like what are some items in the reverse logistics that these brands need to be thinking about?
So what do you mean exactly? Just to make sure I get your question right.
Yeah. So when we think about returns, right, there's shipping labels, there's the packaging, like how they're going to get it back. Like what other, like, is there anything on the back end or technology? Yeah.
Yes. So I think the practicalities of returns are extremely important. And it's amplified for us because we're dealing with, we're working with or supporting, you know, new parents. Mm-hmm. So a very like overwhelmed,
totally,
you know, person. So I would say the first point that I mentioned for sure, like people need to know why they are returning things, right? That you're not only pushing for like something you should return because it's good for the environment. Whether it's a natural thing because they are, you know, sizing up or there's some incentives or so I would start with the reason to return that should be very, very clear so that you don't have to keep trying to explain and remind, etc. The second point is for sure making it as convenient as possible. So in our case, I can tell you that, for example, we have some customers who are also, let's say, customers of Rent the Runway or other companies like that. And they're used to having to go to UPS, for example, to drop a package. And so in our case, it's very, very difficult if we had to ask, you know, a new mom with a newborn. One way I always think of this is I always try to think about my customer like holding a baby in one hand, and whatever they have to do, they should be able to do it with one free hand, you know? And so expecting them to go physically to a UPS, for example, is probably making it, you know, difficult. So in our case, that's why also we use USPS, because you can have the package left in your, say, mailbox or whenever the mail person comes to pick it up, and they can take it with them. So either that or they can schedule the free pickup. So we always give them the link where you can schedule a free pickup with USPS. And in the package that we send to them in the Lime Loop, you know, mailer, there's always a return label. So it's a prepaid return label. So it's there. Communication around how to return it, including either leave it in your mailbox or schedule a free pickup at this link. And then the fact that they don't have, you know, most of the times they don't have to physically travel to a location or a post office.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's a great analogy, right? If a parent has a baby in one arm over here, what can they do with this right hand, right? It makes the analogy much, much easier to understand. From your perspective as the brand, as the retailer, what would you say are like your biggest hurdles when it comes to returns or like company hurdles, like getting them back, keeping them clean,
yes,
getting things at the right time? Like what are some of the hurdles you've experienced?
So for mailers or for the clothes themselves?
Both.
For both, yeah. So in terms of the mailers, it's interesting because there's a big difference between first order and swaps. And it was goes back to my first point. When people receive a first order, and so what they have to do at that point is send back the mailer empty. So what we ask them is like, just send back the packaging. Instead of having that package, you know, sitting in your house, cluttering your house, send it back so that we can keep reusing them. And that's how we avoid using cardboard boxes, right? So if you've enjoyed receiving your set not in a box and not having to deal with, you know, yet another box in your home, this is the process that enables that. Please help us to do that by sending this back, you know, empty. You just use the return label, just leave it in your mailbox, and you know, USPS person will pick it up. That is still a little bit difficult because it's not a natural thing to do. Mm-hmm. The natural thing to do actually, or the intuitive thing to do, is I know I'm going to have to send those clothes back at some point, so I'll keep this package. So we do have to explain and do a bit of, you know, communication around that, saying you will receive the next size up in a similar mailer. That is what you're going to use to send back the current size. This first mailer is to be sent back empty. So that's a challenge that we still have. Like, we're constantly explaining that, and people constantly get confused by, oh, I thought I would keep the this mailer to send back the clothes. However, for the swaps, it's much easier because they receive that next size in the mailer. So it's very natural and intuitive that you take it out and then you put it back, right? You take the new size out of the mailer and you put the old size back in the mailer mm-hmm. that has a return label. And you're left with no packaging, so that's great. And so, you know, those are much, much easier. So that's, I think, challenge number one. And then, which is very different for a first-time order versus a swap. And then challenge number two is related to just our model, right? Like receiving clothes back, inspecting them, preparing them for the next size. What is interesting, and by now we have a lot of data on that, and it's part of our, you know, really core focus, right? Like if you, like one way to look at Upchoos is also like a project around new consumer behaviors and understanding with data how, you know, how that works. So for example, there's a lot of data around, you know, are people going to send back, you know, all the items or not? Are we going to have a lot of missing items? We actually don't really have that as a big challenge. Most people send back, you know, most items. So mm-hmm. that is something where our metrics are really, really strong. The other type of metrics is around like damages, in what condition things are sent. And we also have very good metrics on that. That's a core, you know, challenge that we're always going to have because we're doing mostly, you know, like the biggest parts of our demand is for reuse because we offer both new and pre-loved. So, but the biggest, the majority of demand is for pre-loved. So the challenge is always around keeping items in good condition and then constantly learning about whenever something is coming back in poor condition or doesn't go through many cycles of use, we have to understand, is it a, you know, challenge with the brand, the fabric, the color, some attribute. And so we're constantly refining our models to drive durability higher.
Awesome. And then also just full transparency, right, for anyone that listens in, Upchoos is a client of Lime Loops as well, right? So you do use reusable yes. packaging with us. And you've yes. mentioned before, you'd mentioned boxes before too. And so can you talk a little bit too about how reusable packages just in general, regardless of if it's Lime Loop or somebody else, like how those also really help with the returns process?
So it helps in many ways. First of all, it helps us as a company so that we don't have to deal with old boxes, right? And
totally. And
it's really a pain to, you know, to deal with boxes. There's still some areas where we do have boxes because our suppliers send us, you know, clothes in boxes.
Right.
So it's a very obvious area of something that doesn't seem like really the future, you know, which is one way of putting it, like having all those, you know, cardboard boxes, et cetera. So we use the mailers for all our shipments. You know, we don't use anything else. So all our shipments are going through, you know, via reusable mailers. We don't use any cardboard boxes. They're playing two roles. The first one is the one that I had in mind when I started, which is avoiding boxes and making it easier and more intuitive when you have a swap to basically take back the new, send back the old. So that's doing that job. The second one, which is more unintended, is to what extent it became part of the user experience. So one way to look at it, for example, we have a lot of members recording unboxing videos, and they very mm-hmm. often would show the packaging and get really excited. And it's not, I mean, you know them, but they're not yet really branded. So initially, it wasn't really trying to do something like glamorous or branded or anything like that. It was very functional. But people really, like customers really picked up on this and really like they always show it and say, you know, this is amazing. It comes in this like super neat packaging. I don't even have to keep, you know, to keep the packaging. I don't have like boxes cluttering my house, which is something that's always, that I feel I've always a little bit underestimated, is how people are, you know, annoyed and fed up with clutter.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they don't have to keep a packaging is becoming part of the experience. It's like, not only you're providing me with these clothes that are better quality at a fraction of the cost, I don't have to do much work, you're making my life easier, but I also don't have to keep like a box, you know, cluttering my house. The packaging is something that just comes, do the job, goes back to you. And both in terms of feeling like you're part of the solution and you're, you know, advancing like eco-friendly practices, things like that, but also just that like simplicity of not having to keep a package has really become embedded in our, you know, experience.
Yeah. And, you know, this also makes me think about coming back to the analogy, right? If you have a baby in one arm, you're not trying to hold scissors and cut open a box in another hand, right? That just does not seem like a good mix next to each other. So that's, that definitely comes to mind. I want to talk a little bit also along this same thought process about sustainability. So sustainability goals at UpChoose, they're very, very important. You even mentioned it was part of the mission for why you started the company. And sometimes when you think about the reverse logistics or you think about that returns process, people immediately jump to, oh, your carbon footprint is actually getting higher than lower because you're shipping this back and you're adding more fuel and whatnot. And so can you talk a little bit about why that isn't necessarily true and why that can really be more of a myth than anything?
So I think it's easy to get lost in one bullet point of sustainability, right? Like you're gonna look at either secondhand or, you know, local or, you know, shipments, or I think the only way to approach it is in a holistic way, right? Like you have to look at the entire picture. So that, like my drive to start UpChoose really initially wasn't really to say, you know, we have to push for reuse or secondhand or organic or reusable shipping, or it's really trying to think far ahead and say, there's certain ways that we do things. Like it helps to look at it in a very like concrete moment. That's why, you know, birth, baby clothes. How do people get baby clothes? And you'll see that they, you know, buy like things here and there, and everything is shipped in like all these like boxes and arrives at all these different, you know, days, and they get stored. And anyway, it's like an incredibly inefficient and wasteful dynamic in terms of consumption. Mm-hmm. And so what I tried to think is, what would be the version today of something that would be very logical in, I don't know, 100, 200 years from now, where you don't really have to spend much time thinking about it. It's, you know, a lot of it is done for you. It's obviously the better fabrics. It doesn't have to cost you a fortune. And so when it comes to this, for example, one way that we solve for what you mentioned is, if you look at our typical customer, they would receive 4 shipments per year. Okay, so we operate in bundles, right? Like you get all you need in this one bundle that comes to your door in a reusable mailer, and then you cover it for one size. That size, you know, might last you a month, 2 months, 3 months, depending on your baby's growth. However, a baby will grow from one size to the next, say, you know, in the first year, it's odd to say, but it's not going to necessarily last for, you know, 12 months, but go from the 0 to 3 month size, 3 to 6 month size, et cetera. Like say 4 normal shopping cycles, right? Where you change sizes. Normally, if you were just buying things left and right from, you know, multiple websites, et cetera, you might end up with, you know, dozens and dozens of shipments. with Upchoose, especially if you're a, say, power user, you know, like our basically the members who use Upchoose for at least 80% of their clothing needs,
okay.
You would end up getting, you know, 4 shipments to cover those 4 purchasing cycles. So just by virtue of reducing the number of shipments from many dozens to 4, without like necessarily intending to reduce carbon footprints linked to transportation, but just by adopting a more efficient, a more thoughtful, you know, way to purchase items or like go from size to size, your carbon footprint is drastically, you know, reduced. And I think it's more by virtue of things like that, rather than we using a, you know, mail rather than a box.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to think about it too, where since you said these big boxes, right, are getting filled up 4 times a year and getting sent out and back. And so that means there's a bunch of clothes, right, into this one box. Whereas if you're buying individually, you're getting all these packages. And then if you return, you're individually returning them one at a time. So that alone right there is already such a big, like that's such a big win, right, in the sustainability space, because you're putting it all together in one and minimizing those trips.
And sometimes, you know, it seems obvious, but it has to be like clearly explained, which we're always mm-hmm. trying to improve on that. But, you know, I've had like a few times where someone would tell me like, oh, but I you know, I'm shopping like locally, or I'm doing this, so I don't have, or I'm you know, buying from these like resale websites and all that. And sometimes they say, yeah, but how many shipments do you get? Like typically, because with Upchoose, you'll get only 1 per size. And like, oh, okay. Then yes, I guess you're right. Then yeah. I guess you're right. Because it's, once you say that there's gonna be only 1 shipment per size, then it becomes extremely difficult to compare or compete, let's say, in terms of footprint with normal shopping.
Right, right, definitely. Yep. That all makes sense. Before we jump off, is there one other piece of advice that you would just like to share with us, thinking of us as consumers? Around their shopping habits or around being a little more green?
There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of advice, and the market is pushing you to buy everything under the sun. We've thought this through. In our case, it would be, we've spoken with hundreds of parents. You know, mm-hmm. we know that this is what you're going to actually use, and all of these other things are going to sit in your closet and unused. So let's focus on getting what you truly need. And then that should be the best quality. That should be really good items that you're happy to use. And you'll have more joy and contentment from that than to pile up, you know, unnecessary stuff. So that's our approach.
Yeah, I like that, because it's not always, I feel like a lot of times we hear us or people talking about like always less is more, but in this case, less might not be more, right? You might actually need more. You're just getting it from a place that it's going to make you happy. You have that joy and you feel good about it, right? Because you're getting it from somewhere that makes you feel good. So I like thinking about it with that kind of frame. I think that's really nice.
What I would say is what we do with our kids has a huge influence. And so sometimes you can have someone who has, you know, whatever habits or ways that they do things for themselves, and then they have kids and they start implementing other ways, you know, with their kids. And, you know, if you do Upchoose, for example, with your kids, and then at some point you're like, well, you know, that might have some impact on other things that you're doing, including doing things for your own. It's very obvious what I'm going to say, but it's one of the most like transformational moments, right? So it's also one reason why, you know, we're starting with this. It's our way in to, try to positively impact consumption behaviors when people are the most vulnerable to be influenced by their kids.
Yeah, totally. Start really young. And if they're in the habit of already using like reusable clothing and going through this whole process like this, then they're going to continue doing that as we grow. So I think it's great. Well, thank you for your time today. If you could also really quickly let everybody know how to find you online as well as UpChoose online.
UpChoose.com. And you can, if you're expecting or having a kid, you can join us. If you know anyone that you want to make a gift to, you can send a gift and have them join us. And stay tuned. We have a lot of exciting things coming up in our roadmap. So awesome. Thank you for this.
Yeah, awesome. I love that. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rebecca. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening in to the Lime Loops Behind the Green podcast. If you want to listen to other episodes, visit anchor.fm/the Lime Loop, and we'll see you in your next time.